ваші високопреосвященства, митрополити, дорогий владико митрополит Лаврентіє, преосвященні і боголюбиві єпископи, члени синоду єпископів Української греко-католицької церкви, всечесні отці, дорогі брати і сестри в монашестві, Your Graces, Archbishops James and Albert, шановні представники різних українських громадських і релігійних організацій, високопреосвященний владико митрополит Юріє, слава Ісусу Христу! Найперше, дозвольте мені в імені усієї повноти Української греко-католицької церкви, яка сьогодні тут присутня в особах владик, членів синоду нашої церкви, привітати усю нашу славну громаду у Канаді з тим знаменним ювілеєм. Сторіччя з дня приїзду до Канади першого українського католицького єпископа. In behalf of all members of the Synod of Bishops of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, I would like to express to you our greetings, congratulations, and best wishes on the celebration of the centennial of the appointment and arrival of Blessed Martyr Nikita Butka, first bishop for the Ukrainian Catholic Church in Canada. I would like to emphasize three very important reasons why this celebration is so important. First, with the arrival of the Blessed Nikita Butka as a bishop, we celebrate the formal establishment of the Ukrainian Catholic Church in Canada under its own hierarchy, with its own pastoral structure and Eastern Christian identity. In the person of its first bishop, our church was able to be fully present for those faithful who until then were deprived of their own pastor. Secondly, Blessed Nikita was able as a bishop to defend and speak on behalf of the Ukrainian people in Canada. Our people did not have any formal representation on that time. He was a unique social and political voice at the beginning of the last century. Thirdly, as our first bishop in Canada, Blessed Nikita became a unifying figure among Ukrainians in Canada, separated as they were by the great geographical distances of this magnificent land, which became their new home. In today's Gospel reading, we heard Jesus tell the parable story of the wedding banquet prepared by the king. It was the common practice among the prophets of old to explain the relationship between God and humankind in terms of family relations and social events. The prophet Isaiah exclaimed, "For as a young man marries a virgin, and as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you." Through the wedding banquet of a king, our Lord illustrated for us the meaning of God's revelation. A wedding feast is not just about eating and drinking or sharing in the riches of the king. Participation in a wedding banquet represents friendship, a sharing of heart and mind of the king, a sharing of his very life. we understand that the king who prepared the banquet is our Heavenly Father, who is willing to share with humankind his own heavenly kingdom. The Son for whom the king prepared the wedding banquet is the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who came into our world in order to take unto himself the church as his bride, so that all humankind might participate in the joy of God the Father and his love for us. Christ, by taking a church as his mystical bride, made us part of an immortal and heavenly family. In every divine liturgy, which is the sign of a new covenant, in the sacrament of Eucharist, he shares his own eternal life with us, so that we might find the happiness of those who are able to inherit his heavenly kingdom. As we read in the book of Revelations, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessed and chosen are those who do not disregard the invitation, but come and receive their inheritance in Christ. The parable ends with a final meeting between the king and the invited person, who appeared at the feast without a wedding robe. Those who neglect the invitation not only offend our Heavenly Father, rejecting and neglecting his love, but in doing this, they deprive themselves of eternal life. We, as a synod of bishops, have come to Canada for the first time. We are like those sermons whom the Heavenly Father sent out to call everyone to come and to participate in the banquet of the Heavenly Kingdom. We proclaim to you that the heavenly banquet of our Father, celebrating the wedding of the Son of his bride, with his bride, the Church, has been prepared today and is being given to us by the Holy Spirit in this special centennial celebration. Come and receive the gift of eternal joy and love. As we are gathered here today for the celebration of this divine liturgy, we are in fact participating in the banquet of the heavenly kingdom. We will receive spiritual nourishment in the heavenly food offered here. The word of God just proclaimed, and the Eucharistic feast of the body and blood of Christ. As St. Augustine explains, the banquet represents the reality of the Church. In the Church, not only saints are those who are perfect are brought before God, but also sinners and deeply flawed people, who through baptism receive their wedding garment and through reconciliation are given the grace to keep their garment clean and pure. The wedding garment represents holiness. Being members of the Church means to respond to that call to holiness. Although no one are worthy, yet by divine grace we become inheritors of the heavenly kingdom, sons and daughters of the heavenly Father. All this takes place through the mystery of the incarnation, death, and resurrection. The Son of God became one of us, so that through the Holy Spirit we might become children of God. As we celebrate this divine banquet today and remember the 100 years of Ukrainian Catholic Church service in Canada, our church would like to renew the banquet invitation, calling upon everyone in this country, Ukrainians and non-Ukrainians, those who are of Ukrainian ancestry and all people of goodwill, welcoming them as sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. If those among us in the Ukrainian community disregard the invitation, we can be sure that the banquet hall will not be empty. Someone else will come and sit at the Lord's table and prove worthy of that invitation. But it is our sincere hope that through the presence here today as your bishops from around the world, you will respond in a positive way to this invitation to renew your faith, to rediscover the spiritual treasure of the Ukrainian Church, especially in Canada, to live a good Christian life, to grow in holiness, and to pass on to the future generations a faith that is truly vibrant and life-giving. Сьогодні я би хотів особливо згадати у цьому святкуванні мого великого попередника, слугу Божого митрополита Андрея Шептицького. Бо це саме завдяки його батьківській турботі наші люди в Канаді отримали перших священників-місіонарів, сестер. Він, можливо, з того боку океану ніколи не забував про своїх дітей і синів, дочок у цій країні. І завдяки його старанню 100 років тому приїхав до Канади перший український єпископ. У 1910 році митрополит Андрей відвідав Канаду, а відтак, повернувшись до України, у лютому 1911 року написав славного листа-послання до русинів-українців Канади, покріпляючи їх словом, даючи їм надію. У своєму листі він пише такі слова, які, на мою думку, є дуже важливі для сьогоднішніх синів і дочок нашої церкви у цій країні. Він каже так: «Будьте вдячними до краю, котрий вас прийняв і дав вам можливість нового, ширшого і кращого життя. Але держіться всіх добрих, старих українських звичаїв. Не встидайтеся ані своєї рідної мови, ані свого обряду. Голосно признавайтеся до того, що ви є українці. Старайтеся про славу Божу і пошану у людей». А закінчує своє послання думкою, яка сьогодні, мабуть, особливо є актуальна для так званих багатих країн, де є велика небезпека втратити все – і мову, і своє коріння, а найбільше – віру в Бога. І митрополит закінчує свого листа такими словами: «А у всіх працях і змаганнях передовсім старайтеся опоміч з неба. Не забувайте, що всяко даяніє благо і всяк дар совершен свише єсть, ісходяй от Отца світов. В Божих руках ціла наша будучність, в Божих руках наше щастя і наше життя». Нехай ці слова митрополита будують напівненням, а відтак заохоченням для кожного з вас. Today, I feel especially embraced by the brotherly affection of His Grace, Metropolitan Lawrence, together with all of the clergy, religious and laity, who have prepared and are participating in these celebrations. Your invitation to come here was received with a great joy. We bring greetings to you from the whole Ukrainian Catholic Church worldwide. Today, the eyes of the millions of faithful are turning to Winnipeg and joining us in prayer. And all are united with us in this day, gathered at the same messianic banquet of our Lord in countless cities, towns, and villages wherever our church is found. In this special moment of fellowship and communion, we invite you to experience the unity of our church. You are members of a great family of God, a family which remembers you, loves you, is willing to support you, and also asks for your support. May the Holy Spirit be the gentle wind filling the sails of the Ukrainian Catholic Church in Canada as she journeys through seas both stormy and calm. And may that same Spirit who renews and restores the Christian faithful bring renewal to each Ukrainian parish community and religious community here in this country. Through the prayers of the Blessed Martyr Nikita Budka and all the saints of Canada and Rus-Ukraine, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen. Слава Ісусу Христу!
Слава.